could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very pleased to have Valerie Benari with us. Valerie, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Great. We're so happy to have you. I know you waited a while to be on the show, and it's great to have you here today. And I'd like to introduce you all to our listeners.
Okay, I'm very happy to be here and be speaking with you and them.
Yes, yes. So over the past 25 years, Valerie has been using her professional expertise and experience as a registered nurse and also has a degree in social work. She helps people make the changes that create more joyful and satisfying lives. I love that. And for the last 10 years, she's been using the proven methodologies of hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, and life enhancement, coaching to create meaningful, lasting changes in her clients' lives easily, quickly, and permanently than ever before. In addition to being a nurse, she is a certified clinical hypnotherapist, certified neuro-linguistic practitioner, and is certified in both life enhancement coaching and weight loss coaching. Her experience and intuitive abilities allow her to work with people who want to make just about any change in their life. Her understanding and non-judgmental attitude puts her clients immediately at ease and creates a trusting relationship. And that allows people to make changes that maybe they weren't sure that was possible for them. Her private practice is located in Costa Mesa, California, and she's an instructor at the School of Multidimensional Healing Arts and Sciences in Irvine, California. Because of the magic of technology, which is very magical today, being here, right? She also works with people all over the world using Skype. So today, Valerie would like to share with us her expertise in hypno-coaching program. And the hypno-coaching program that Valerie is involved with is called Go Beyond Willpower Weight Loss. So, Valerie, where did you get that name, Go Beyond Willpower Weight Loss?
Well, the name comes from the fact that most people, when they think of losing weight, think about dieting. And when you think about dieting, most people think that it's going to take a lot of willpower and it's going to be very difficult. And the approach that I take to weight loss is actually very easy and requires no willpower or very little. Willpower, only the power and the desire to succeed. But it's not difficult by any means, because you're actually using your mind and your body together rather than using an external type of program or specific diet.
Okay, so from what you're saying, I'm hearing that your weight loss program is different. And all our listeners, I'm sure, have been round and about to different weight loss clinics, different weight loss programs, tried everything out there. So in what ways more specifically, is your program more unique than the other programs out there?
What separates my program from others is that people on this program eat basically whatever they choose to eat. They eat small portions, and I'll explain how that's done in a moment. But since they are free to eat whatever foods they choose, they do not experience cravings, hunger, or feelings of deprivation that so commonly accompany the more traditional types of diets. The program uses the power of the hypnotic suggestion, the subconscious mind, to work with the coaching so that people are making changes both externally, meaning that they're losing weight, and they're making changes internally. They're becoming better acquainted with themselves and those things that in the past perhaps drove them to overeat. My program is about mindfulness of what's being eaten, why, and when, as opposed to following a strict protocol of specific foods or a certain number of calories or amount of carbs.
Okay, so for example, the other day, I was in the mood, Valerie, for an ice cream cone. I don't eat ice cream that much. I try to keep my girly figure here, right? And mm-hmm. I was in the mood for an ice cream cone. Now, if somebody has had going through your program, would they not desire that special treat? How does that work?
Well, what happens is that they would desire whatever they desire, but they would find themselves satisfied, completely physically, mentally, and emotionally satisfied on a very small amount of ice cream or chocolate or whatever it happens to be. Because the way that the program works is that the hypnosis creates the ability to actually feel the stomach when a very small amount of food has been eaten. Hypnotically, we what's called install the hypnotic gastric band, which essentially, like a surgical gastric band, creates a small pouch in the stomach so that only a small amount of food can enter and then a feeling of fullness occurs. So with the hypnotic band, there's obviously not the surgery, but there is the same sensation of fullness, a comfortably full feeling when a small portion of the stomach has received food. And then that's tied to that feeling of emotional, physical, and spiritual satisfaction. And so I have to ask you, if you were physically, emotionally, and mentally satisfied after eating a very small amount of whatever you chose, even ice cream, and you were completely satisfied, why would you continue to eat it?
Okay.
You wouldn't. You'd be done with it.
Okay. So in other words, you're saying, like you were saying before, people eat what they want to, and they're not mm-hmm. denying themselves what they want, but it turns out that because of how you hypnotize the patient, then they might not eat the quantity of what they ate before.
Exactly. They're allowed, they eat whatever they want to, and they listen to the cues from their body. So this is actually a program that gets the mind and the body to work together and then has the person learn how to listen into their body, and then that's tied with satisfaction.
So
Valerie, it's a two-pronged approach.
Got it. So this is what I'd like you to clarify. Some of our listeners might be thinking, well, okay, but I'm afraid of hypnotherapy, or I've heard crazy things about hypnotherapy, or they've been to some kind of, you know, those shows that they have a hypnotherapist, or on TV they've seen a hypnotherapist, and people say, well, I'll lose control if I go to see a hypnotherapist. Can you address that?
Sure. I hear those kinds of concerns all the time. And as you said, mostly as a result of TV or movies. The fact of the matter is that hypnosis is not something that is done to a person. It's something that's done with a person. So when I'm working with someone, they actually have to give me permission to allow them to go into trance, because the one with the power in that situation is them. It's not me. I can't make people do anything. If I could make people do what I wanted them to do, there'd be world peace. And I didn't notice that happening this morning. So
mm-hmm.
People are in control. If for some reason they chose to come out of trance, they would simply just open their eyes and come out of trance. It's not the mind control or scary thing that has been portrayed in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a lot of concerns. That's that's one of them. The other one is that they're going to get lost in hypnosis and never be able to return. And my the answer to that is that hypnosis is a naturally occurring brainwave pattern that we all go through many times a day. So basically, rather than doing the going into hypnotic trance just because that's what you're doing. For instance, if you're driving home and you don't remember how you got home, mm-hmm. that's a hypnotic trance. If you're on the computer and somebody has to call your name a couple times to get your attention, that's a type of hypnotic trance. So the difference between what happens on its own and what I do is that I simply put people into trance for a specific purpose at a specific time in a specific way.
Okay. So in other words, people are still aware of what's going on around them when you put them in a hypnotic state?
Yes, people are aware of everything that's going on around them. In fact, the senses are heightened. People are in a heightened state of awareness. So they are aware of everything that's going on. That's another concern that people have, is that they won't be able to know what's going on and that things will be happening against their will. But it's just not what happens.
And that's what's so cool, because I have heard that from people before, and I have experienced some of your work, and it's totally exactly what you just said. So, I haven't experienced the lap band that you're talking about, which sounds fascinating to me, especially that it doesn't involve surgery and it doesn't involve drugs and it's natural. And you also include with that your coaching. So can you briefly talk a little bit about how you incorporate the hypnosis also with your coaching?
Sure. Coaching, in my opinion, is really important to the long-term success of people once they've lost weight. When people have tried to lose weight in the past, a study from UCLA says that 2/3 of everybody who's ever been on a diet has gained back the amount of weight that they lost initially, and then more. What happens is that when people are in a cycle like that, they tend to become concerned about their ability to be successful. And it's hard to know where to start because food is pervasive. It's everywhere. And so what the coaching does is work with people to develop strategies after they've learned what triggers their desire to eat. So we're dealing with emotional eating. It helps people to learn more about themselves, and it helps them to make the changes permanent, because they themselves are changing. What they're doing actually is changing their relationship with food. But if you talk to people that have been severely overweight for a long period of time, what you most often hear is that they feel out of control, or that food is their master. And by using the coaching and the hypnosis, what we do is change that relationship so that the person is in control of food, and they actually literally create a whole new relationship with it, pretty much where they can take it or leave it, eat a small amount of whatever it is that they want, and be satisfied.
Wow, wow. Valerie, we are about to take a short break, and we will be back in just a little bit for more great information. Nope. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health. Using cutting-edge technologies, along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second part of our show today, Attitude Adjustments. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we have a very special guest here today named Valerie Benari. Valerie is a registered nurse and a certified hypnotherapist, and she's been speaking about her program that she has called Go Beyond Willpower Weight Loss. And she's been talking about the misconceptions of hypnotherapy, how coaching and hypnosis work together to create lasting change. And Valerie, can you share with our listeners, if they are interested in your program, how to contact you, find you, and what that involves?
Sure. They can reach me at info@gobeyondwillpower, that's the words, gobeyondwillpower.com. They can go to my website, which is www.gobeyondwillpower.com. They can reach me by phone at 949-436-4116. And on September 4th, I'm starting a group program of Go Beyond Willpower at the School of Multidimensional Healing Arts and Sciences. And you can find out more about that class by going to smhas.com and looking up the class schedule.
Oh, great. So can you repeat that? S like in Sam, M like in mother,
yes.
H like in Harry, A like in apple, and S like in Sam.com?
That's correct.
Great. Okay. And can you talk a little bit about your program? Is it like a weekly program for a certain number of weeks?
Depends on the program. Normally when I'm working with people one-on-one, it's done on a monthly basis. We meet every week for either 3 or 6 months, sometimes a year, depending on how much weight a person wants to lose or how much they just simply enjoy the hypnosis and the coaching and want to continue, sometimes in other areas of their life. The program that I'm doing at the school is 8 weeks with an ongoing support group after that. But basically each session includes hypnosis and coaching. And then during the week there is homework that people are asked to do, including journal writing and coming to look at things in a new, different way and actually practice seeing that in their world.
Okay, so the program is 8 weeks and it lasts about an hour each time?
The program at the school lasts about an hour and a half, and that's 8 weeks. The private sessions are also about an hour and a half, and those tend to be more ongoing. They tend to last longer than 8 weeks. But that's because it's an individual class. It's something that we work out individually between the clients and myself.
Oh, sounds wonderful. So can you give our listeners an example of somebody maybe that you've worked with over the long term that was successful with their weight that you could think of?
Oh, absolutely. Many of them. But the one that comes to mind is a woman who had been heavy her entire life. She, in fact, as a child, was ridiculed by her father and family members for being overweight. And she believed that this is how she was going to be her whole life. She had tried many diets, and each time that she did not complete one or gained the weight back, it caused her to feel bad about herself, which encouraged her to eat further. So she was stuck in this cycle of gaining and losing weight. We worked together. She lost, I think, about 45, 50 pounds. She was doing great. We kept in touch. And one day she called me and said that her husband had been cheating on her. And she just found this out of the blue, and her initial response was to start eating. And she said, "I was so amazed. I just went right back to binging as I used to do. And after about 24 hours, I had this revelation that I knew other things to do. I didn't have to do that." She said it was as if a light bulb went on in my head, and I also became aware that I was uncomfortable physically when I was eating too much. She said, "So I listened to the recording that you had given me, one recording that I had given her." And she said she went right back to eating small amounts of food and being perfectly satisfied the same way she had when she was losing the weight so easily. What I think about that, and what I think is so powerful about that, is having people know that at any time they can pick up and continue. It's very disheartening to lose a lot of weight and then have something like this happen and feel like you just have to start over again or there's no hope for you. So what I particularly like about the program is the fact that people become confident in their own abilities to regulate their own eating. They've learned a lot about themselves. And she said that, she went back and reread her journal and the times that we were working together, and she picked up those emotions and those feelings of positivity and empowerment right back up again. And she was very surprised at how eating did not become a problem for her in the light of this other problem, where in the past, she said she probably would have gained 30 pounds over the whole situation.
Wow. Oh, man, that is a great story. And I'm assuming you have lots of examples like that.
Right.
That's amazing.
Because right. What's important to me is not... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What's important to me not only is that people lose weight, but that people become empowered and understand that they are the ones that can make the changes and maintain those changes. They're not reliant upon somebody else telling them what to do or how to do it.
And that is so important, Valerie, to give them the power to do it themselves. That's really important. So, Valerie, my show is called Attitude Adjustment. And I guarantee to leave my listeners with two things they could do to shift their attitude. I would love, from your perspective, for you to share two things that you think could help our listeners shift their attitude.
Absolutely. The first thing that I would suggest is that people stop believing everything they think, because the mind is a trickster, and we tell ourselves all sorts of things that aren't true. And if you are wondering if that's actually the case, think back in your life about things that you have completely panicked over, or you were certain was going to have the worst possible outcome. How many times did what you became fearful of not come to pass? Mm-hmm. So my first suggestion is to not believe everything you think, because we just don't know, and we tend to tell ourselves the worst possible things by training or by just past history, or because we don't actually know how to use our minds for good as opposed to evil, as I like to say. So stop believing everything that you think. And if you do find yourself thinking negative thoughts or thinking things like, I can't do it, or I'll never do this or that, then I'd like you to challenge those thoughts by asking yourself, but what if? If you said to me, but I can't lose weight because I've tried 12 times before and I've only gained weight as a result, I can't lose weight, I would then say, challenge that thought with, but what if I could? What if I could lose weight and keep it off? And what people notice is that when they do take that second view, suddenly doors open up where they never thought that they could have possibilities. And instead of feeling like you're defeated, people start to realize, wow, there is a possibility other than failure. And all sorts of things come to mind to help them be successful. So I think that challenge, asking yourself, but what if, is really important. And the second thing that I would suggest is that people understand that once they say, if people say, I can't do something, and then they've done it, even if they've only done it once or twice, it's no longer accurate to say, I can't. Because if you've done something even once or twice, the fact of the matter is that you can do it. And when we tell ourselves, I can't, or I won't, or I should, all of those types of things, we basically are defeating ourselves with our minds instead of using the power of our minds to empower us and help us move forward.
That is excellent. So basically, you're saying replace those negative, what we call those negative ants, automatic mm-hmm. negative thoughts, with
yes.
those I can't, you know, do that with, but what if I could, which
exactly.
is it's, so great.
It's that hard is, to get rid of something without having something to change it with. So mm-hmm. yeah, the ant killer would be the question, but what if?
That's right. The ant killer is, but what if? And that, I love that. I just love that. Okay. We're getting near the end of our radio show today, but I would like you to address, in addition to weight loss, what else do your clients gain from your program?
Well, I think, as I've alluded to, they gain a lot of confidence in their ability to master the issues that they felt helpless about in the past. They learn about themselves. They learn what triggers their eating or what has triggered it in the past. They learn strategies for how to deal with that issue should it come up. For instance, somebody's going to a wedding and they're concerned that they're going to overeat even though they're, you know, been perfectly happy on the program. They learn how to strategize. They learn how to think ahead as to what might be coming up. And rather than going to, oh, my God, what happens? I'm going to blow it. They learn to say, well, how can I deal with that? How can I turn that situation to an advantage for myself? So for me, the biggest win for the people in the program is their sense of empowerment, their ability to think outside the box and to be creative at finding their own solution to their situation.
Wow. And that's really what we want for all our clients, customers, and for the entire planet. Yes?
Right.
Especially for students now going back to school. We want them to feel empowered and believe that they're going to be successful as well and believe that they could do what they want to do in their life. So very, very, very cool. I'd like to know, is there anything else? We have a few minutes remaining that you would like to share with our listeners about your background, about the work that you've been doing for all these years. I mean, you have such an extensive background. You started from being a registered nurse and came full circle to the amazing work you're doing today. I'd love to know more about, a little bit more about you.
Well, when I started college, I actually went to a university that would allow me to create my own major. And the major that I put together was holistic health. And this was back such a long time ago that hardly anybody even understood what holistic health or functional medicine was. So it was kind of an odd thing to do. And as I was progressing in that program, what I realized was that upon graduation, I would know a little bit about a lot of things and basically would be unemployable, which isn't very much different than having a liberal arts degree now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a look at what I was learning, and I realized that I also had a very large preponderance of courses in coaching and counseling, family therapy, things of that nature. I came back to thinking about what I wanted to do. I never wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to be a nurse midwife, and as was pre-required, I became a nurse. And I found myself in the Western medical model, which is all about disease and how to treat things after the fact. And very, very short at that time, especially at that time, on preventative medicine and absolutely devoid of understanding how the body and the mind work together.
Mm-hmm.
So after many years of being a nurse, I realized that in my first round of school, I was very, very enamored of the concept of hypnosis. It fascinated me. The way the mind works fascinated me. So about 10 years ago, I went back to school. I became a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and now I do work with people experiencing chronic pain, marital issues, women's issues.
Wow.
I do sometimes in very specific cases, we'll work with people who want to limit their drinking. That's done on a very specific case-by-case basis. But I have very successfully worked with people who don't want to quit drinking altogether, but who want to limit and feel satisfied with a smaller amount of alcohol that they've consumed. It's quite along the same lines as the weight loss program, actually. And I just find the whole concept of the mind and the body working together to be fascinating.
Valerie, I absolutely loved having you here today. It's been a treat to have you on our show. You can reach Valerie by going to her website, www.gobeyondwillpower.com, and find out about her 8-week program called Go Beyond Willpower. Please join us on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, September 10th, with Karen Rabin, psychologist, and Farnish, nutritionist, and they will be discussing the best foods to eat to help your brain daily. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I like to leave you all, my listeners, with a quote this week. The quote this week is, "Knowledge is knowing a fact. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that fact. Have a beautiful day.
There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree.